All right, Tavose, good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up, hopefully, Meretz Hashem, we'll have the Svarim, the Meretz Hashem, by tomorrow. So, but continuing in the packet that I copied, so we're on page Chaf Beis, paragraph Yud Aleph. V'hine, achar sheyadanu zeh. Novin, so remember again, in yesterday's shir, the Ramchal was explaining in a very compelling way that it is obvious that we weren't created simply for our existence in Olam Hazeh, but rather, again, it must be that we're created for something bigger called Olam Haba. V'hine, achar sheyadanu zeh, after we know this reality, novin miyad chomer hamitzvos asher aleinu, we will begin to appreciate the profundity and the importance of the mitzvos that we have, v'ikara avoda asher biyadeinu, and again the preciousness of the avoda that is in our hands. Ki hine eilehim ha'emtsoyim ha'mevim osanu al ha'shlemos ha'amiti, asher bil adam lo yusaklam. And here the Ramchal says something so beautiful, which is so important, and again, something we've learned many, many, many times before, but nevertheless requires dramatic repetition, which is, mitzvos are not an ends. Mitzvos are a means. Mitzvos are the mechanism through which we are able to accomplish what we need to accomplish in this world in order to ultimately benefit from Olam Haba. Without the mitzvos, without the means, we are unable to fully actualize our destiny in this world. V'ulam yadua, kina tachlis magia ela mikoach kibbutz kol ha'emtsoyim asher nimtzu v'asher shimshu lahagia. You know, in any life initiative, there's what you want to accomplish, and then there are the tools by which you accomplish it. If I want to make dinner, so I know what my goal is, I want to make whatever, X dish. But in order to do that, I need the ingredients in order to be able to make that happen. So lahavdil, so again, I know what my goal is. What's my goal? My goal is Olam Haba. Now again, we'll say one more disclaimer about that. My goal is Olam Haba. I'm in no rush to get there. I'm enjoying Olam Hazeh. I'm maximizing Olam Hazeh. But in a general panoramic view of my condition, I recognize that my life can't just be about this world, but that my life must ultimately have something else associated with it as well. There has to be something bigger. There has to be something grander. There has to be something more eternal about me. That's Olam Haba. That's Olam Haba. And therefore, again, if I know that at the end of the day, that's the end goal, the mitzvos are the tools which enable me to actualize that goal. Ki ein hatachlis magia ela mikoach kibbutz kol ha'emtsoyim asher nimtzu v'asher shimshu lahagia. Because ultimately, again, the tachlis, a purpose, cannot be fully actualized unless, of course, one utilizes all of the tools that are at his disposal. Ukfi koach ha'emtsoyim v'shimusham. And depending on how you use the tools, right? And ultimately, again, how you go ahead and utilize those opportunities, ken yihya hatachlis hanolad mehem, that ultimately governs the nature of the tachlis, of the actualization of the purpose towards which you are working. So again, in a very simple idea, mitzvot, well, not simple, it's quite profound, but mitzvot are not an ends, mitzvot are a means. There are means, ultimately, again, which allow me to ultimately reach my Olam Haba, actualize my tachlis in Olam Haba, and again, depending on how much I put into my mitzvos, that will determine, ultimately, again, how much my tachlis is fully actualized. He goes on, he says, Me'ata, vadai, vadai, shadiktuk yuduktak al inyan ha-mitzvos v'avoda, מוחרח שיה בתחלס הדיקטוק, כאשר ידקטקו שוק להזוה והפנינו לרוב יקרם. Therefore, says Ramchal, we begin to understand, and this is so important, because the truth is, we've all discussed and we've all learned about the concept of diktuk ha-mitzvos, being careful with the details of mitzvos. Why? Why should I be careful with diktuk ha-mitzvos? Ultimately, what's What's the purpose of that? So again, I will say, just use our simple mashal. It's the same way if I have a tachlis. My tachlis is, I know that I want to go ahead and eat a steak for dinner. That's my tachlis. I've set very low expectations for myself, right? I want to eat a steak for dinner. Okay, that's my tachlis. So therefore, again, I will say, so what ultimately are the tools to get there? I have to buy a piece of meat. It has to be seasoned. It has to be marinated. It has to be over the right flame. All of these different things are ultimately, again, the details which go into my tachlis. The more careful I am with the details, the better the tachlis will be. The less attentive I am to the details, will I get the steak? Sure. It might be overcooked. It might be undercooked. It might be too seasoned. It might be underseasoned. So we'll say, so this is the idea of diktuk hamitzvos. Diktuk hamitzvos is, listen, it's okay. At the end of the day, you're going to have the steak. The steak will be there. The only shaila is, are you maximizing your culinary experience or are you just filling up your stomach? And we all know there's a major nafkamina. Person could feel full, doesn't mean I enjoyed the eating experience. So lahavda alef alef rivi havdalos, that's what happens in Olam Haza also. The tachlis is Olam Haba. Again, because I recognize that it can't be that my tachlis is this world. This world is so short. This world is so fleeting. This world is fraught with so many difficulties and challenges. So it can't be the tachlis is this world. It must be that the tachlis is Olam Haba. So what does Olam Haza do? Olam Haza provides me with the tools, with the ingredients to ultimately actualize the tachlis. And the more attentive I am with the tools and with the ingredients, the sweeter, the more fulfilling the tachlis is. That's the yesod of diktuk hamitzvos. An incredible idea. Nimtzeinu lemeidim. Therefore, says Ramchal, it turns out that we learn, ki ikar mitzias ha'adam ba'olam hazeh, hurak lekayim mitzvos, v'la'avod v'la'amod b'nisayom. So ultimately, again, therefore, says Ramchal, it is clear that the ikar mitzias of a person in this world is to fulfill the mitzvos, to stand and to overcome the nisayon challenge. Remember again, we saw that Ramchal said earlier that Olam Hazeh is a milchama. It's a constant milchama. If you're poor, there's one milchama. If you're rich, there's another milchama. If you're healthy, there's a milchama. If you're sick, there's a milchama. There's a milchama in every state, this constant battle. So therefore, our job in Olam Hazeh is to fulfill the mitzvos. But again, I will say, to be clear, the mitzvos are not the ends, right? The mitzvos are the ingredients. They're the tools, ultimately, again, to allow me to actualize the tachlis, v'lama b'nisayon, and to be strong in my nisayonos in this world. V'hano sa'olam, ein ra'oi sheyihi yulo, ela le'izer ulisyua bilvan. I also listen to this incredible statement. So what do I do with earthly pleasures? So I do expect that I'm chal to say, like any good, self-respecting Musar Sefer, right? They're terrible. They're horrible. Distance yourself. He says, no. Hanos olam hazeh, the pleasures of this world, it's no problem. In ra'ishi yulo, ela le'izer ulisyua bilvat. Use the world. Enjoy the world. As long as it helps you along your mission. L'shiye lo nachas ruach. V'yishuv das, l'man yuchal l'fanos libo el ha'avod ha'zos hamutalas alav. What do the physical pleasures of this world allow you to do? They give you yishuv das. They give you inner quietude. They give you a sense of inner equilibrium. They give you a settled mind, a nachas ruach, so that you could devote yourself at the end of the day to avod Yisrael. We'll say, right? We daven for parnasa. Why are you davening for parnasa? Why? What am I davening? I'm davening for money. So what am I davening for money for? So I'll say, it's very simple. Because if I could pay my bills, right? And if I could go ahead and be financially successful, and if I could pay tuition, and if I could take a vacation, and if I could do little things, not so little things in life, it provides me with a sense of inner quietude. Right? It provides me with a sense of equilibrium. I feel good. And if I feel good, and if I feel confident, and if my bills are paid, guess what? I could daven with a clear head. I could learn with a clear head. I could devote myself to my avodas Hashem. So I don't daven for a parnosa. I don't daven for physical pleasures or for physical reward as an ends. It's not an ends. It's a means. If you give it to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it will just ultimately free me up, so to speak. It frees up some emotional bandwidth to be able to go ahead and serve you. That's the goal. So therefore, again, Abosai, the tachlis, ultimately, again, is Olam Haba. Right? The ingredients, the tools, are the mitzvos. The ingredients and the tools can only be utilized and actualized in Olam Hazeh. That's the hub of Olam Hazeh, Abosai. Olam Hazeh is the only place where you could purchase the ingredients, utilize the tools, ultimately to allow the tachlis to come to fruition. And that's why, again, in general, my approach to Olam Hazeh is not one of asceticism, is not one of, oh, Olam Hazeh is horrible, right? Gashmius is horrible, everything is horrible, only Ruchnius is good, chas v'shalom. Everything that's created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as long as I have the right orientation as to what it is that I'm using my Gashmius for, as to why I'm davening for my Gashmius, because ultimately, again, that will allow for the framework for me to grow in my Avodas Hashem, then ultimately, again, Olam Hazeh becomes a profound, overwhelming, important, cathartic experience which helps us actualize our tachlis of Olam Haba. Right, so stop over here for today. We'll pick up a Mirat Sashan page Chaf Gimel tomorrow. Shkoyach.